This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Aboim. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Daf Ayin Dalet. Why Daf Ayin Dalet? First of all, for Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim begins, Ve'ilah HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lefnehem. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, you ready for this? How are you mamtik the din? How are you mamtik the mishpatim? You take Elohim, you take the letters before Elohim, before Aleph, Aleph. You can't get before Aleph. Before Lamed, Chaf. Before He, Dalet. Before Yud, Tes. Before Mem, before the final Mem, a regular Mem. Aleph, Chaf, Dalet. Aleph, Chaf, Dalet, Tes, Mem. 74. 74 is the Midah of Bitachain. Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad. So mishpatim, you have to learn daf ayin dalet. Also at the end of the parsha, what happened? The shivim zakenim, Moshe, Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, 74. So 74 is the official number of parshas mishpatim. So therefore we need to begin daf ayin dalet. Okay, I thought I might share that with you. Fine. Basically, the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis began that with the Braisa, that the Chachamim are Moida to Belezer, that a Ketana, that her father married her off, and then she was divorced. So once the father marries her off and she's divorced, she's considered Yesoima B'chaye Ha'av. If he takes her back, if the man marries her again, she's Choyletzes V'loy Misyabemes. In other words, like this, typically, if somebody marries a woman and then divorces her and takes her back and then he dies, she'll fall to Yibam, even though in a way she has the Zika of two husbands on her because this is the second time he's marrying her. Nevertheless, the halacha is the Yibam matters the Eshesach because we only have to deal with the last Eshesach. But nevertheless, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that any time a man takes back a woman, the halacha is you do not do yibam to that woman. That's because a gezera ought to a case where he took her back when her second marriage was only a marriage midrabanan, namely where she was a ketana b'chaye ha'av, so her second marriage was a marriage to Rabbanu. Let's read it inside. Eisvei, moidim chacham l'Rav Lezer. The rabbis would agree to Rav Lezer. See, Rav Lezer holds any time you take back a woman and then the husband dies and she falls to Yibam, choyletzes v'loy misyabemes. But the chachamim are moida to Rav Lezer that a ketana, her father, marries her off, the nisgarsha, and she's divorced, v'hi yisoyma b'chaye ha'av, she's a yisoyma in the life of the father, v'hechzira, and he takes her back, she'choyletzes v'loy misyabemes, that you do chalitza, and not yibam, m'bnei she'geru she'ha gerushin gemurin, her divorce was complete, v'ein chazaras chazar gemura, and her return was not complete. It says, gemar b'med v'amamurim, when does this apply? She'gersha k'shi ketana, you divorce her when she's a ketana, v'hechzira k'shi ketana, and you took her back when she was a ketana. However, I will gershuk she ketana, but if you divorced her when she is a ketana, vechzirok she gedoyla, and you took her back when she's a gedoyla, oy shehechzira kishihi ketana, or if you took her back when she's a ketana, vegadla etzlay, and she became a gedoyla umes, oy chaylatzes oy misyabemes. You either do chalitza or yibam because the kedushin was a full fledged kedushin the second time. But Mishum Rebbe Lezer Amru, in the name of Rebbe Lezer, they say Chaylatzes V'loy Misyabemes. You do Chalitza, and you don't do Yibam. So says the Gemara, V'hahacha D'chatas Isha Achas Dami. But in this case, it's like a mistake in one woman. Because we're talking about one woman, and even if you take her back when she's a Gedoyla, it's a mistake. You thought the original Kedushin was a good Kedushin. And yet they argue, Ba'isha achas, whether the bia that you do is a valid bia or not. Meaning, the opinion of the Chachamim is it is valid, and the opinion of the Rabbana of Rebbe Lezer is that it's not valid. We pointed out last week that it's not that Rebbe Lezer holds it's not valid, it's that Rebbe Lezer holds we're goyzer, we make a gzera, up to a case where she was a katana even at the time of the bia. So you're never able to make a full-fledged kedushin. Says the Gemara, Hasam nami b'ha kamiflagi. There also they argue about as follows. Mar Savar, one master holds, Adam yodea she'en kedusha ketanaklam. A person knows the kedusha of a ketan is nothing. V'gamar uba l'shem kedushin. And he has in mind to do bia for the sake of kedushin. Umar Savar, and the other opinion holds, Ein Adam yodea, nobody knows, she'en kedusha ketanaklam. That the kedushin of a ketan is nothing. V'chi kabal, and when he has bia, adaita the kedushin of Rishonim kabal, he does bia with the das of the original kedushin. Okay, Itmar Nami. We learned also. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar of Yachanan. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov said the name of Yachanan. Hamakadesh al Tanai, one who marries al Tanai Ubaal, and he does Bia, Divrei Hakal, everyone agrees. Einot Tzrichei Men Get. You don't need a get. So, someone who's Makadesh al Tanai, and he does Bia, everyone agrees the Kedushin is off. Now, this is very interesting. Because we learned earlier that according to Rabbah, everyone agrees the Kedushin is on. Right? Didn't we learn earlier that...
According to Rabbah, yeah, but now according to Shmuel, no?
Oh, no, excuse me. That what? Say that again?
Said according to Rabbah, yes, according to...
Well, right. According to Rav, you need a get. According to Shmuel, you don't need a get. By Isha Achas, the Gemara said that Abaye holds. What?
According to everybody, you don't need a get.
According to Rabbah, everyone agrees that the Tanai stands, and you don't need a get. And according to Abaye, that's Samachloikas. So this. This statement of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, where Amar Ibmar Nami, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mekadesh al Tanai, Ubaal Divrei Hakol, Eino Tzrichei Men Get, L'chor, that's like Rabbah, no?
Ubaal means that he was Kainasar?
Yeah. This is Rabbah Shita, that HaMekadesh al Tanai, Ubaal, Divrei Hakol Eino Tzrichei Men Get. I mean, what did Rabbah say? Rabbah said, "Tosi Sha'achas Great." So Divrei Hakol Eino Tzrichei Men Get. This is Rabbah Shita. Yeah, this is Rabbah. Esrei Rav Acha Brei D'Rav Ika Barachte. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ika, the son of the sister of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the nephew of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, asked him, "What do you mean, chalitza mutas kashera? A mistaken chalitza is kasher." This is Gemara Yevamos Daf Kuvav. Ezehi chalitza mutas. What's a mistaken chalitza? Amar Reish Lakish, kol she'omer lai. Anyone who says to him, chalitzla, do chalitza to this woman, uvekacha to kainza. And by doing chalitza to her, you'll be marrying her. We're trying to, it's like we're tricking him into doing chalitza. We say, just do chalitza to her. If you do chalitza to her, you'll be marrying her. So Amar, that's considered a chalitza mutas, and it's kosher. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, but ani shayna, I learned, ben shen eskavin, hu v'len eskavin hi, whether he had kavana and she didn't. Ben shen eskavin hi v'len eskavin hu, whether she had kavana and he didn't. Chalitza sabsula. It's a chalitza psula ad she'iskavnu shteima, unless they both had kavana. So how could a chalitza mutas be a valid chalitza? Va'ad amir chalitza sekshera? And you say a chalitza mutas is kosher? El amir Rabbi Yochanan. Kol she'omer lai, chalitzla, almanas, shetiten lecha, masayim zuz. Rabbi Yochanan said, anyone who says to him, do chalitza to her on condition that you'll give, that she'll give you 200 zuz, that's a chalitza mutas. You hear it? We're trying to convince him to do chalitza. So we say, give her chalitza on condition she pays you money. So the halacha is, even if she doesn't pay the money, it's a good chalitza. So what do we see from here? How could such a thing be? He marries her, he does chalitza her, on condition she gives him money, and she doesn't give him money, and it's a valid chalitza, but he made the chalitza contingent. Alma, from here we see, kivan da'avad masa, achule achle latanai. We see, since he did a maisa, he's meichel the tanai. Hachanami, so here too, kivan de baal, since he did bia, achule achle latanai, you should be meichel the tanai. How could you, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, divrei hakol, eina tzrichi mena get, but l'chayro we should say that since he did the maisa, you don't need the, you don't need the
stipulation.
Since he did a maisa, the stipulation is nullified. So says the Gemara, Amar lei bar beirav. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Torah student, Shaper Kamrit, are you saying good? Are you asking good? Is this a good question? Is it a good analogy? That just like a t'nai by chalitza is not a good t'nai when you do the maisa, so to a t'nai by bia should not be a good t'nai. Is that a good analogy? Michti, let's see. Kol t'nai mehicha gamrinan. Every t'nai, where do we learn out t'na'im from? Mit'nai b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein. We learn out t'na'im from the t'nai b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein. But, right, we know that the b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein didn't want to go into Israel proper. They wanted a share in the Eiver LeYarden. In the Transjordan. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, I'll let you have a share in the Transjordan, but you're going to be scaring off your brethren. So what you need to do is you need to fight and conquer Eretz Yisrael proper. And if you fight ahead of your brethren, then you will inherit Me'ever LeYarden. And if you don't fight for your brethren, you will not inherit Eiver LeYarden. But that deal that Moshe Rabbeinu made with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, the act of the deal was not something Moshe Rabbeinu did himself. He did it through Yehoshua ben Nun. He told Yehoshua, "You bring Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven into the promised land, and you'll fight with them." So we learn out that when you make a stipulation. Michti, kol t'nai mehecha gamrinan. Every t'nai, where do we learn it out from? Mip t'nai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein. T'na de'evsha l'kiyumi. Al yidei shliach ki hasam. Have a t'nai t'nai. A t'nai that you could fulfill through a shliach. Like over there, the t'nai is a t'nai. D'loy evsha l'kiyumi adishlich. If you can't fulfill through a shliach, ki hasam, loy have a t'nai. So therefore, by chalitza, you can't fulfill the. You can't fulfill chalitza through a shliach because the woman has to do it to the guy himself. You can't tell a shliach, if you get 200 zuz, then give chalitza for me. Because you have to. I mean, you can't tell the guy can't tell the shliach, you take the 200 zuz and do chalitza for me, because chalitza has to be done on his shoe. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Yehoshua to give them the land, that Yehoshua will be the shliach of Moshe. But chalitza, you cannot do through a shliach. He can't tell a shliach, if Plinus gives you the money, do give her chalitza. Therefore, you can't make a t'nai in chalitza. Since you can't, only if you could do the maisa through a shliach could you make a t'nai. But if you can't do the maisa through a shliach, you can't make a t'nai. By the way, the big question on this is, you know, we're constantly making t'naim. Let's say my shul davens Kriya Shema, 9:30 a.m. on Shabbos. So it's making the Gra, it's not making the Magen Avraham. Most shuls, they don't make either today, because they daven 9:45, you're not making either, Zman. So the guy rolls into shul 9:30. A, he didn't say Kriya Shema. B, he didn't daven with the minyan. But at least he keeps Shabbos, you know? But many times you come to shul, if you want to be Yotze Magen Avraham, you have to say it before. So you say the Shema before, you make it tonight. If the Magen Avraham is right, I'm being Yotze now. And if the Magen Avraham, if the Gra is right, I'll be Yotze later. How can you make it tonight? You can't say Shema through a Shliach. We're constantly making Tanaim and Mitzvahs. And the Mitzvah is not a Mitzvah you could do through a Shliach. That's a big kasha of the Achrayim. That is a big kasha of the Achrayim.
Why are you saying Shema via Shliach?
No, you can't. Shema, you can't say through a Shliach, right? So how could you make it tonight and say, if the Magen Avraham is correct, I'm saying Shema now. And if the Gra is correct, I'll be Yotzei later with the Minyan, right? Well, Tanaim that we make in a Mitzvah, how are they valid? Since the mitzvah is not efshar al yidei shliach, because the Gemara says a principle that kol tanai, that a tanai is learned out from bnei gad ubnei ruven, so it has to be efshar l'kiyumei al yidei shliach. So the Gemara asks,
what? Afi Kaiman, the same.
Ah, very good. By Afi Kaiman is another good example. Yeah. The Avnei Nezer says you can make a tanai. So if you look in the Mikroi Kodesh of Tzvi Pesach Frank, he asks on the Avnei Nezer, how could you make the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer an Afi Koyman, but you can't appoint a Shliach to eat Afi Koyman for you? Maybe we'll discuss that on Sunday. There's a interesting Rashba, I think, that the Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes. Why? What's the lamdas? Why it has to be something that you could do through a shliach, then you can make it tonight? Is it gzeres hakosov? Okay. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? You could only make it tonight in something that the maisi could do through a shliach. You can make it tonight in the bia. Va bia delay efshar l'kiyum al-yidei shliach ki hasam v'kahav et tonight. But bia is not possible to do through a shliach. And it's a good tanai. You can make a tanai in the bia. Says Gemara. You know, where could you make a tanai in the bia? We said earlier, Rashi says, Harini bayaleich almanash erza abba. So that means you could make it tonight on the Bia. Says Gemara, no, Bia is different. Because since we're makish, all the various forms of Kedushin to each other, so since you can make it tonight through Kesef and through Shtar, which you could do through a Shliach, we allow you to make a tonight in the Bia as well through the Hekesh. Hasamishim de Iskosh Havayas Adadi. There it's because the various modes of Kedushin are compared to each other. Amar of Ula, Bar Abba, Amar Ula, Amar of Elazar. Hamakadesh b'milva. Let's say someone who marries a woman with a loan. We know the Gemara in Kedushin says you can't marry a woman with a loan, because when you lent her the money, you gave it to her to spend. So it already was hers then. Now you're being meichel. There's no tangible benefit that you're giving her now. You can't marry a woman with a loan. Ubal, and then you had relations with her. Or al tanai, you married a woman al tanai ubal, and then you had relations with her. But pachas m'shabpruta, you married a woman with less than shabpruta ubal. Divrei hakol tzricha menaget. Everyone agrees, you have to give her, you need a get. Amrav Yosef bar Abba, Amrav Menachem, Amrav Ami. So everyone agrees you need a get. So this is Isha Achas, and we're saying everyone agrees you do need a get. That's a whopper, right? Because until now, maybe everyone agreed you didn't need a get. Now we're saying, everyone agrees, you do need a get. That means even Rav and Shmuel are moida, that you need a get. Now this is not like Abaye, and this is not like Rava. Abaye says they argue, by Isha Achas. Rava says everybody agrees that you don't need a get. And this is bringing an opinion, everyone agrees you do need a get. Amar of Yosef Bar Abba, Amar of Menachem, Amar of Ami, Hamakadesh Bepachos Mishava Pruta, Ubal Tzrich Meno Get. If you marry with less than a Sharpruta, and you do Bia, you need a get. Only in that case, Baha Hu Deloitai. That's a case where a person would not make a mistake. Meaning a person sort of would know you can't marry less than a Sharpruta, so he's Baal L'Shem Kedushin. But a person might make a mistake if he's Baal, if he's Mekadesh Al Tnai, or Mekadesh B'Milveh, there he is Baal Al Daita the Kedushin Arishainim. Amar of Kahana Mishmei De'ula, HaMekadesh Al Tnai U'Baal, Tzrichi Menoget. If you're Mekadesh on condition and you have Bia, you need a get. Which means that also, not like Rabbah and not like Abaye. Zeha Yamaisa, the story happened. The rabbis did not have the power to take her out without a get. Lafuke mehai Tana. To exclude the following Tana. The Amra Vihud Amra Shmuel. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, Okay, so now we're saying this is La'afuke, the following Tana, who perhaps would say that you don't need a get. So we're saying now that Mekadesh al Tnai Ubal Tzricha Himeno Get. You definitely do need a get. As opposed to the following Tana. What does the following Tana hold? Lafuki Mehai Tana. To exclude the following Tana. The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. It says, V'hiloi Nispasa. The woman was not forced. That's why she's Aser to her husband. She had relations with a man and she wasn't forced, she's aser to her husband. But ha nispasa. But if she's forced, muteres, she is mutter. V'yesh l'cha acheres, there's another woman, she'afa pishalay nispasa, even though she's not forced, muteres, she's mutter to the original guy. How could that be? How could a woman live with someone beratzain and be mutter to the original husband? How's that possible? A woman whose kedushin is a kedushet tos, shafilu benam morkav al ksefa, even if her son is riding on her shoulder, she could refuse and walk away. So what does that mean? That means, basically, a woman whose kedushin was kedushin tos would not need a get. This woman was never married to the guy to begin with. So if she would go on from there and live with somebody willingly, she would not be ushered to the original husband, because she was never married to the original husband. Aye, but if it was kedushin tos, ultimately she did bia, so isn't he gamar v'kani l'shem kedushin? The answer is no. Apparently here we see that there are those who say Kedushei Tos was not a good Kedushin to begin with. Okay, we'll hold it over here. And tomorrow we'll pick it up. Tomorrow is a small Amud. We'll see you tomorrow night, Bezus Hashem.
So that relationship that he had was what kind of the promiscuous relationship?
Yeah, according to this opinion, Kedushei Tos, yeah, it would have to hold that we don't say, "Ein adam ba'al bilas, bilas nus." Yeah. Right, exactly. In other words, it was not a marital relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead. Have a good night. Kol tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.